It's 8:46, 4CA. You might have noticed Christmas is just around the corner. And of course, we do things just a little bit differently here in the tropical north. We know that we've usually got the old late night shopping. It'll increase a bit as we get closer to Christmas. But what about a special late night shopping experience in Kuranda? Well, it's happening and it's happening tomorrow night. It's a wonderful opportunity. Sarah Dobbs, she's one of the local leaders in the community in Kuranda. She speaks to me this morning. And of course, somebody who you can also go and see on Thursday night. Sarah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. And how are you, Murray?
Really good. This is an exciting concept. And just looking, I've got reams of paper here, going through and just checking out all the places, the cafes, the bars, the retail outlets. In yes. so many ways, this really is, I guess, a key event to get out and enjoy, get yourself a unique, interesting Christmas gift. But most importantly, get amongst community and, I guess, spend some time together before Christmas as well. Sarah?
Yes. Absolutely right. Look, Kuranda is such a beautiful place and we really want to showcase it in the twilight. So we're going to be opening on Thursday night till 9 o'clock for extended trading. There's going to be a ton of shops open. I think we've got over 40 shops have already agreed to open until the 9 o'clock, and there's going to be lots more pop-ups as well. There's going to be a ton of buskers. We've got some spectacular acts that are going to be there on the night busking away, including children, so little string quartets, stuff like that. And the big one is there's the Great Twilight Quest. So that's going to be a great big treasure hunt that leads you through Kuranda with lots of clues. And I think we've already collected something like over $2,000 worth of prizes. So
Wow. That's
all the community. I know, a big community effort we've all pitched in. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. And I think Skyrail have even pitched in, and they're doing 50% off on one-way trips between 2 and 4. So
excellent.
Very, very special. And we'll have buses organised to go back.
Great. So, yeah. I mean, that's a really, and to be able to do it at that time of the afternoon too, to be able to head up over the hill there on Skyrail, that's a great opportunity. But tell me a little bit more about the treasure hunt as well. I mean, I'm sure the adults will be like fighting for positions, but, you know, is it an opportunity for the kids to get involved in that as well?
Yeah, definitely. So it's actually on a handout. It is run through Instagram, but there is a handout so they can use their parents' Instagram accounts. But there's lots and lots of clues. And it leads you through Kuranda, and it was organised by Bugsy R Bubble Blower and Jenny R Fairy. So it's very much leading you through, and you take photos and then post them up on Instagram. So it's actually going to be a lot of fun for everyone. That's an all ages event, most definitely.
Cool. Now look, over 40 businesses being open for the evening.
Well and truly, yeah.
That was a
few days ago.
Yeah, looking at this list, it looks way more than 40. Even just here, what I've got in front of me as well. So a great right away, some of your favourite places. Yeah. And I tell you what, I found myself a wallet a couple of months ago, and I didn't get it at the time because I had to go. I've been looking for an excuse to get back up to Kuranda to get that wallet. So I might even drop
You've
up there
it.
Tomorrow night and check it out. But look, it's a great concept, and especially after what's happened in 2020, supporting locals and spending time with this local community is just such an important thing. It's a great concept. Yeah. All roads, even Skyrail, you can even basically probably just about make it by boat, Kuranda tomorrow night. What time do things officially actually kick off, though?
Well, it's extended trading hours, so really any time from about 4 o'clock on. And like I said, Skyrail's open from, they're running up here from 2 to 4.
Yum.
So any time from then on. And I do know our riverboat is doing a cruise at around 4:32. Yeah. There'll be, I would say, from about 5 o'clock, just looking at my list, about 5 o'clock, we're going to be getting some more entertainers as well.
Yeah.
So
excellent.
It's sort of we're going to gradually ease in Kuranda style. It'll be nice and cruisy and lots of rainforest vibes. Honestly, it'll be beautiful. Lots of beautiful lighting.
And
Kuranda community is very special, really
and the
special.
Food and look, you know, just
a lot
got
of
so
food
many
will be amazing.
Wonderful things to look at. It's going to be a feast for the senses in every possible way. Sarah, it's
totally.
Been great to talk to you this morning. She's a natural health practitioner in Kuranda. Simply Healing. Drop in and see her as well.
Oh, thank you, Murray. Yep. I would love to see you. That would be fantastic.
Excellent. Well, look, have a fantastic night tomorrow night, and thank you so much for your time this morning as well.
Many thanks, Murray.